from KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is country singer Miko Marks. Hey, Miko.
Hey.
Miko's first album in 13 years.
Yes.
It's called, yes, Our Country. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home or through social distancing. First up is the virtual show, Harley Strictly Bluegrass, Let the Music Play. Harley Strictly Bluegrass is a huge musical festival held every October in San Francisco. But of course, due to COVID, they've been filming artists perform in their own hometowns. And the videos also include interviews and archival footage. I know it's not the same as being live in concert, Miko, but what do you like about this pick?
Harley Strictly Bluegrass has been a festival that I've always enjoyed and always went to see, and I've never participated, so it's on my wish list.
If anybody's listening, yes. Put Miko on that lineup.
So I think it's just a melting pot of roots music. There's bluegrass, there's country, there's Americana, and it's just a blanket really well woven as far as local artists and artists around the country that perform there. I highly recommend it if you want to get your spirit filled with some good music. Mm-hmm. And it's been around since 2001, so it has a real foundation of just being a totally, totally rocking, jamming, bluegrass, country music festival.
All right, that's Harley Strictly Bluegrass, Let the Music Play. You can stream new episodes on their YouTube channel every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Miko, your next pick I would totally try if I was more athletic. That's Street Skate Collective. They are a group of quad and inline skaters who host monthly workshops and rollouts. It looks like their workshops tend to take place at the Lake Merritt Boathouse in Oakland. Miko, you know how to skate?
I do know how to skate. I picked it up about 2.5 years ago. One of my girlfriends was like, let's go skating. And I was like, no. And so she pulled me into the quads, and I haven't taken them off since. I've been skating with the Street Skate Collective, which is a part of Oakland Rollers. And It's just we plan meetups. They have beginner workshops for people who want to learn to skate. And it's just a great way to meet different people, all walks of life, and rich people, show them what you know. It's kind of like passing the buck as far as like your skill set. You teach each one, teach one. And the community collective, it's been inspiring, and I've seen other people be inspired by it. And the Street Skate Collective just started to where they're helping beginners learn how to skate.
Oh, that's awesome. And so, and you teach?
Yes, sometimes I help beginners learn how to stop.
Y'all, she can sing and skate. That's the Street Skate Collective. Follow them on Instagram. And just to warn you, their workshops fill up very quickly. So if you see a workshop, jump on it. To move every mountain. We're fighting, fighting for better. And your final pick is also something to do outside, and that's the Oakland Art Murmurs website, which features guided and self-guided walking tours of Oakland galleries, murals, and public art. I see there are maps to murals in Chinatown and links to galleries that are open now. Miko, any favorites we should check out?
Check out West Oakland near the Temescal area. There are some beautiful murals all across Oakland, but that area in particular in downtown Oakland, near Broadway, just some gorgeous art. Sometimes the Street Skate Collective will go and do like an art rollout, and we just visit all the different murals that are located downtown and in the North Oakland area. And I'm so grateful to this project for giving artists a place and a platform to display their art, because very often it's not given. And so for Oakland to be embracing the art culture the way that it is really empowering and impactful.
All right, so you can check out tours and gallery events on the Oakland Art Murmur website. I've been speaking with Oakland country singer Miko Marks, and that music you hear right now is from her new album, Our Country. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rollins and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.